All right, good morning, y'all. Yeah, we have a lot of promos because we got a lot of stuff going on. So good morning, happy Thursday. For those of y'all who are new to what's going on Thursday morning, I'm Shelly Jeffcoat, and I'm here every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. This is Come Out of the Wilderness Prayer Ministry, and I come on and teach, and we pray, and I pray that you're inspired and encouraged. We have different themes, and this month's theme, the month of March, is moving forward in March, and today we're talking about God's timing. So if you've missed any of these, you need to go back and catch the replay. All the replays, the video versions are on the Mrs. Pie YouTube channel, and you can also listen to us wherever you get your audio podcast. So Audible, iTunes, I'm going to forget all of them because there's Spotify, like wherever you get your audio versions of your podcast, you can find Mrs. Pie on those channels. So good morning, everybody on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, I already dropped the YouTube live link because you know StreamYard doesn't cooperate all the time. So you can watch us on YouTube live. You can watch us on LinkedIn, on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can also watch us on the Parade Deck live TV faith channel. So a special shout out to our military community there, our veterans, our military spouses, and the VFWs that have been showing up now. Now we're showing up in VFW. So if you're a good morning, Tracy, God bless the faithful. You know, for those of y'all who are watching, I also bless y'all who a lot of people are watching and listening to us on the replays. So you know, we bless you also. So Lord, we just thank you again. I am so excited about what you're going to say today about your timing, Lord. And so I am in full expectancy of your word this morning. So Lord, as I hand over this platform and this message to you, I pray that you'll use me, Lord God, in any way that you see fit through eyes and ears and mouth, and let your message come forth. Holy Spirit, demonstrate who you are so they see you and not me. And I just bless everybody under the sound of my voice. I also pray for wisdom, Lord God. Give us the spirit of wisdom so we can understand what your word says and show us, give us the knowledge and how we can apply it to our lives. So I just thank you, Lord, for another Thursday and just bless us. I also want to call out the number that you see scrolling. This is our prayer line. So May 2nd, and Tracy happens to be one of the amazing women who's going to be taking lead on this. We have a prayer line called Three Praying Sisters. And starting May 2nd, you'll be able to dial in 30 minutes twice a day that Thursday from the US or the UK. So y'all make sure you jot down these phone numbers, put it in your phone. This is a real phone call. You'll be able to dial in for free and pray. And we'll pray, we'll come alongside you and pray for those of y'all who are standing in need. So again, especially for our large military community that's kind of all over the world, but you can dial in from the US and the UK. These are free numbers and you have the access code. So take a minute and just jot those numbers. We'll do more. We'll talk more about that as the time comes up close. But right now the Lord was like, let's get into the message. So I got to be obedient. So I'm going to be in Ecclesiastes 3. So just give me a minute. So I have to explain what I'm doing, y'all, for those who watch me, who listen to me, right? So just bear with me. Ecclesiastes 3, and this is the chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and it's the caption in the ESV, A. Shelley version, is a time for everything. I'm going to release this word, and then we're going to talk about it, then we're going to pray. For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. And I just want to pause here because I think there's going to be some people who just need that encouragement. There are a lot of people who are in a rough season right now. For everything, there is a season and a time. So there's an appointed time for every matter, and there is a season for everything that you're going through. And it says a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Listen, there's going to be times you got to let some things go, okay? A time to seek and a time to lose. a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And my questioning is right now for you is what time are you in? For many of us, it might be a time that we're mourning. There's a lot of folks who are mourning loss in their family. Sometimes it's not a physical loss. It might be a loss of dreams and hopes and desires, and the mourning, you know, what the, you know, some expectations that you had. So I know a lot of people that watch me are in the job market where they're business owners, business leaders, professionals in that way. I also have a lot of teachers and administrators and a lot of people who watch me, you know, from those types of professions. And for some of you, you might be, you know, what, you know, trying to understand the season. This isn't the season where you thought you were going to be in. So this morning's message is going to encourage you that God has a plan for you still, that even when you're looking around and you're wondering, when is it my time, that there's an appointed time. It says for every matter, every single matter. So there's an appointed time for you. So when I come into this word, it is so amazing the way that the Lord reminds me that, you know, there's going to be a time when, you know, if you look on the other half, I look on the other half. So for example, I'll come in and say in verse 7, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. So Lord, I ask you that, you know, if this is a time for me to keep silent, you'll let me know when it's time to speak. I even use this word, this scripture as a prayer point. And this helps me kind of understand sometimes the season that I'm in. Father, I thank you that you've given me, this is my time to plant. You know, I start pulling these things down and I start thanking God that, you know, Lord, I might be in a season or a time of mourning, but I know that you're going to be, there's going to be a time for me to dance again. You know, Lord, I know that this is a time that you've given me to tear some things down, but there's going to be a time for me to sew some things up. Father, that, you know, I thank you that, you know, even though this right now feels like a time for hate, that there's going to be a time for love. So I come into this word and I start to speak even these words back to the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that there is a season in my life. I thank you that you're still in control. And again, Lord, even if I don't understand everything that's happening, that there is a time for me and there's an appointed time for me. And I just want to encourage you, you have not missed your appointed time. And it looks like that sometimes because things aren't happening in the way that, or in the timing, right? You know, why is it taking me so long to have a child? You know, I lost 3 babies before I had my 4th, which is my daughter, Isabella, 3 before her. And I could not understand God's timing. Like, why are you doing this? When will it be my time to be a mother? I literally used to say those prayers. I really did, because I could not understand his timing. Why would he do that, right? And then I started to understand the grace that came from that loss, and that even though those were times when I was mourning, there was going to be a time for me to dance. And so I started leaning into the promises that he had for me, that there was going to be a time for me to dance. Yeah. I mean, I just want to encourage you that, again, you know, there are sometimes there's things that you have to do within that season so you can get to that next blessing. And so his timing might be a time where he's purifying you, he's changing your language, he's working on your heart. You know, for those of you who are in business and you know, you want to blow up and glow up this year and you want to, you know, get the big deals and all those things, and you're asking him to give you more clients and more opportunities and open mega doors and all those things. And as you're asking God to give you all these things, he's saying, right, but my timing means there's going to be a season I have to put you through some testing. Because if I don't test you when you get these things you're asking for, it will destroy you. So God's timing isn't, you know, I said the prayer last night and it just shows up in the morning. Amen. He will meet you in the wait. And it's during that time, that period when you're waiting on his response. Amen. It's when you're in that waiting period and he starts to purify your thoughts, the way you think about money, the way you think about how you work with people, the way opportunity shows up for you. You know, he starts to really test you before you get, there's a testing before you get promoted in the spirit, right? You get promoted in the spirit before you get promoted in natural. Otherwise, you will destroy the blessings he gives you. So there is a grace that happens. There's wisdom, there's growth, there's understanding that happens when you're going through that pruning, even when he starts to remove people from you, right? And that is all a part of his timing. It's all a part of his bigger plan. So I want to encourage you, if you're in that season right now, is to remember that he's not left you, that there are things that he's doing. So, you know, again, you go back to prayer. Lord, what is it you want me to learn out of this season? Every time you come into a new quarter, in the same way, you know, when you're in business, you have a forecast plan. I go to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want out of this month? Lord, what do you want out of this week? Even Lord, what you want out of this day? Because I want to align to your timing for me. I don't want to run ahead of what God has for me because it will destroy me. I don't want to be behind, right? Because that will destroy me. I want to be in perfect alignment with his timing for me. And in that timing, I know I will see the goodness of God. Those are the types of prayers, and that's how you build up your faith, right? You start to trust God with his timing. Sometimes his timing, he says, no. I shared the example of just one. Listen, I've been through a lot. That's just one example. But other examples is, you know, I have another business, and I really was like, what am I doing with this LCM group? I don't know what. And the Lord's like, it is not the time for this. So he started to shift my focus, but I had to let that thing go. And even though I had to let that thing go, there was a time of mourning for me because I was so excited. I thought I was going to do the things. I really thought I was going to be, you know, just brand experting everything. And he said, no, I called you for something here. That's why I'm here teaching, preaching 5 days a week, y'all. I'm teaching, preaching, or praying somewhere 5 days a week. And it was because I said, okay, Lord, I want to give you all, these are all your gifts and talent. I'm going to give it back to you. And I want to align with your timing for my life. I had to mourn that loss, but I knew that there was going to be great praise and goodness in the morning. I knew there was going to be a time of dancing, and that's where I am right now. So it is the month of March. This is the last, episode or series, if you will, as we're talking about moving forward in March. But I want to, as we're talking about moving forward, I don't want you to get stuck. I don't want you to get stuck in that mindset that you've missed God's time. I don't want you to get stuck and start mourning where you are, mourning and crying over the season where you are. I don't want you to do that. And here's why, is because we will start to act as small G's, God. We'll start to look for our way out. We'll start to tie ourselves to contracts and people who show up and tell us that they can give us the sun and moon when God might be telling you to hold on and wait. Right? So I want you to be really aware of what's happening. I want you to have a relationship with God, a one-on-one, so that you know he's speaking to you and you hear him clearly about the timing that you're in, the timing that you're in. And also, I want to encourage parents, you know, those of you who are, you have the high hopes for your children and they might be going the wrong way according to you. But even in that, I want you to ask God to even show you, Lord, in this season in their life, what do you want me to do concerning my child? Pray for them, right? Pray for them, pray with them, right? But ask God to align you to his timing. Because again, there is so much blessing. There's so much mercy and grace when you do that. In the waiting. That is so powerful, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for reminding us that we haven't missed anything and that there is a season that we're in. And this season that we're in, Lord, whether it be a mourning season or it's a season where we're having to shed some things off, maybe this is a season that we're being built up. Maybe this is a season that we're being tested. It might be a season of great blessings on blessings on blessings. It might be a season that's been accelerated for some. I know, Lord God, that this is a season for come out of the wilderness prayer ministry for us to soar. I know that this is a season of deliverance and breakthrough for everyone for the sound of my voice. I know this is a season, and especially this week, that he's calling us back to him. I thank you, Lord, that you've remembered our names, Lord God, and I thank you for speaking to those hearts that have been broken, those who have suffered great loss, Lord God, that you're rebuilding them even now, and you're rebuilding their faith and their hope in you. And I just thank you for loving us so much that you've allowed us even in this timeline to see another day called Thursday, that in this day we'll come to understand you just a little bit more. We thank you for the grace, Lord God. We thank you for aligning us back to your time, Lord God, and that you'll continue to bless us. Even though we don't deserve it, it is all your mercy and your goodness. I also pray, Lord, that you will close and protect us. Any one of us who have been attacked in any sort of way spiritually, Lord God, those who have been attacked through depression, those who have been attacked through fear and doubt, those who have been cursing themselves with their own words or even cursing others. This is not the time for that. Amen. This is a time of rebuilding. This is a time to have a relationship with Jesus. This is a time for us to come back into the fold. This is a time for you to clear your heart to him. So Lord, I pray for those who have been attacked by the enemy in any way that they will be released, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are set free, that this is breakthrough. I thank you, Lord, for reminding us that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. And I pray, Lord, against everything that the enemy has and everything that the enemy has. And in Psalm 8, verse 2, it tells us that there's an enemy and there's an avenger. So Lord, I cancel every trick, everything that has come against anyone that has caused them to leave the faith because they've been questioning your timing. Where is God and when is God? I ask that you will cancel that out in Jesus' name. Every attack of the enemy and the avenger that has been set upon your people. I thank you for this strange and wonderful prayer. I thank you for blessing everyone who's listening, Lord God, whether they're in the job field or not, whether they're students and teachers, politicians, doctors, leaders, whatever profession they're in, that you will bless them and give them a season of grace, Lord God. Bless them and give them a season of grace. All of these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Y'all, I hope that blessed you. This is a great season. It is still his timing. And you got to trust. I know when I say it sounds crazy, especially to unbelievers who listen, but I trust God at everything. I trust God to deal with the situations with the people I work with. I trust God to deal with my family. I don't have to fight these battles anymore. I take him back to him. I ask him to align me back to his timing, and you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Tracy's saying those pruning seasons can be tough. Yes, but he always shows up. And there's always glory after if you wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And so I pray that that encourages you. That is facts. All of us go through these pruning seasons, but this isn't a time for you to start saying, where is God? He's never left. Where is God? He's always with you. Amen. Y'all have a good rest of your week. You know, be kind to somebody else. You don't know what people are going through. And if you're a praying person, instead of gossiping, pray for your coworker. You don't have to go tell them that you prayed for them. Pray behind their back. Don't talk about them behind their back. Pray for them behind their back. Amen. God bless you. I will be back next week. April, we're going to start a series called Renewal. I am pumped up for that. So I can't wait. Y'all can find us in the Come Out of the Wilderness Facebook prayer group. You're welcome to join. There's a lot of us there, and we're growing and praying together. So I will see y'all next week. Bye.